all been returned to the china cabinets and that the floral carpets were vacuumed. Then, together, they headed down the short hall and entered the kitchen she'd had remodeled after moving in. The large room had a white-tiled floor and open-beam ceiling, where copper pans were hanging from long hooks. The appliances were all top of the line, stainless steel that had cost her a fortune. And in the middle of the floor were long wooden tables that she'd hand-carved with fey glyphs to add the enchantments to her pastries. Best of all, the far wall had a bank of windows that overlooked the heavily wooded acreage that had come with the property. She paused to admire the sight of the trees in full autumn glory. Her fey blood ached to be surrounded by nature, even as she appreciated all the modern conveniences. There was a soft ding as her oven timer warned her she needed to remove the scones she'd prepared for their late tea. Since Levitt's arrival, she'd encouraged him to share at least one meal a day with her. It was a genuine pleasure not to have to eat alone. Grabbing a towel, she reached in to pull out a tray, setting it on the table just as the demon held up his hand to reveal the bottle he'd had hidden behind his back. Ta-da! He gave a wave of the bottle. Taylor tossed aside the towel, studying her companion with a faint smile. What's that? My favorite wine. Taylor wrinkled her nose, watching Levitt move to take a seat at the table near the windows. I'm not much of a drinker, she told him. You will like this, I promise, he assured her. Besides, we are celebrating. That was news to her. What are we celebrating? I had my first satisfied customer. Ah. With a small smile, Taylor placed the scones on a plate and gathered two wine glasses. That is, of course, a reason to celebrate. Tell me about your satisfied client. Levitt's wings twitched with pride. I managed to find a perfect match for a beautiful young ice sprite who'd been living alone in the Arctic, he informed her. I connected her with a fire sprite who has been eager to start a family. He heaved a deep sigh. It was love at first sight. Fire and ice. Taylor gave an inward shrug. Perhaps opposites truly did attract. Moving to the table, she set down the plate of scones and allowed Levitt to pour them both a glass of the amber wine. With an unabashed eagerness, the gargoyle reached for one of the delicate pastries. Ma belle, these are très bien, he sighed, eating the scone in one large bite. He demolished two more before he lifted his glass. A toast to success. To success, she murmured, taking a cautious sip of the wine. She lifted her brows as she tasted the hint of nectar that was blended into the expensive vintage. The bottle had to have cost the gargoyle a small fortune. Yum, she breathed, taking a deeper sip. Where did you get this? Over the years, she'd bought small vials of nectar, but since she was desperately trying to save every penny she could get her hands on to keep a roof over her head, it was a rare occurrence. Now she savored the warmth that spread through her. The gray eyes returned to study her with an unexpected intensity, starting at the top of her dark gold hair that spilled over her shoulders and down her back, with hints of fire in the silken strands. From there, he moved to the pale oval of her face, lingering on the light green eyes with fissures of jade, before taking in the narrow nose and the plush peach lips. He took a minute to approve of her slender body, casually attired in a pair of ivory slacks with a cashmere sweater that she'd matched with a pearl necklace before he answered. I have a direct connection to the King of the Fae. Taylor made a choked sound. She'd heard rumors that the rare, pure-blooded Fae had returned to this dimension, but she hadn't been fortunate enough to catch a glimpse of one. How could you be acquainted with the Chantry? She demanded. Levitt took a sip of his wine. Not that I like to toot my own horny, but... Horn, Taylor corrected with a twitch of her lips. Toot your own horn. Horn or horny, it is all the same thing,